This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. That's Drive-In, the Concord band formed by brothers Cam and Cole Tessier and their childhood friend Lars Jungholm. Since forming a year ago, the 80s-inspired musicians have put out three EPs and several singles, with four shows lined up for summer. Cam, Cole, and Lars join me in the studio now. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I want to start by asking you how you guys formed. How did this band form?
So this is Lars. Basically, we've been friends for quite a while now, and we were all kind of forced to take piano lessons as kids and grew up into it. And it kind of just made a lot of sense when we started jamming together.
Now, describe how you might go about jamming, because it sounds like it's done with computers.
I mean, when it first started, it was mostly guitar and piano. Then we all got Logic Pro, which is a program on our laptops, and started piecing stuff together on there. And based on the music that we listen to, it's all pretty synth-heavy, pretty indie kind of music, and that really came together when we got the new program.
Some of the songs, they've got this synthy feel, but some of them have a real 80s synth feel.
Yeah.
So this is intentional.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Cole?
Yeah, Cole speaking. I think the biggest influence for us is the era of the 80s, yeah. Like Phil Collins and Chicago and... Even though we try to be modern, we try to have a nostalgic feel to it.
Let's listen to Enough from your EP called Arcade. So this is the one, for me, that really is reminiscent of 80s Phil Collins-esque kind of music.
Cam here. We started that song. It was a lot simpler and more laid back. And then me and Cole were actually listening to some Phil Collins, the Tarzan soundtrack. And we were like, yo, let's make this song the best it can be. And then we kind of redid the drums, because drums are so important in our songs, especially we do drums first, and then we just came up with this beat, and then all three of us got together, added some cool synths, and kind of just formed into this dope 80s sounding song. So it's one of our favorites for sure.
Apart from the very 80s songs here, you've also got some that have a distinct 2017, 2018 pop sound. I want to play one of those here.
Back in the day, I knew someone else, but you've changed now and you're not yourself. I hope I meet another like you. Now I'm the fool, the one that told the truth. Back in the day.
So back in the day, what's the story behind this song?
This is Cole. I think it's just a relatable thing. People grow apart, and it's just part of growing up. But it was also a throwback song, back in the day, kind of ushering in that nostalgic era.
Can I ask you about the nostalgia a little bit? Because listeners are going to say, hey, you guys are 20, 21, and 17. Where is this nostalgia coming from, Cole?
So this is Cole. So I think we just enjoy celebrating the era more than just we weren't around to be in it. But for me personally, my dad is an 80s kid. And so he's always going on about how much it was a great time, and it was his favorite decade. And he just loved the music and the clothes and everything. And so that's very inspiring for us.
So you've been around for a little less than a year. Where do you hope to take this?
Cam here. Hopefully, just get bigger and bigger and play more shows. Right now, we're just going to continue to work hard. And, someday we just want to be the biggest band in the world. So that's basically the goal.
Biggest band in the world. Bigger than the Beatles, maybe.
Hopefully.
Well, Lars, Cam, Cole, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
From the start, I was over my head.
That's Cam Tessier, Cole Tessier, and Lars Jungholm of the band Drive-In. Listen for more of our summer music series every other Friday on All Things Considered, and find out what the members of Drive-In are listening to this summer at our website, nhpr.org.